This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's today do a chapter study of 1 Corinthians 15. The title I gave it is, He Lives, Believe It. I would choose verse 20 as the key verse. Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. To summarize the chapter, I would simply say Christianity stands or falls on whether the resurrection of Christ took place. Since he did rise from among the dead, we have every reason to believe and expect God to transform our lives if we trust in Jesus Christ. Cross-references would include the gospel records of the crucifixion and resurrection. A question that could be raised would be, what did Paul mean by some being baptized for the dead? Next, develop an outline. Title, He Lives, Believe It. Historical facts, logical arguments, benefits of believing, behavioral outcomes, living the victory. Those are the 5 points. Paul experienced this for himself, according to verse 3. In the opening 2 verses, he encourages those who would receive this letter to keep trusting this good news. The final thing you want to do in a chapter study is develop some personal applications. I need to remind myself and affirm the truth that Jesus Christ was indeed raised from the dead. He is alive. This is the basis for living victoriously and serving faithfully, as stated in verses 57 and 58. The ultimate application is that we have a living hope which death cannot take away. Death is real, but the sting of death has been removed. Praise God. Study this chapter thoroughly and don't forget it. Let it be foundational to your faith life.